Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's up, everyone? Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know that feeling when you're just drowning in a sea of to-do lists, emails, notifications, and everything else demanding your attention? You feel like a squirrel on a caffeine bender, constantly flitting from one thing to another, never really getting anything done. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the power of focus, focusing on what truly matters most in life. Because let's be honest, living with intention and purpose is way more fulfilling than just reacting to whatever life throws at us. So, how do we actually become masters of our own attention? What are those secret weapons that help us cut through the noise and laser focus on what truly matters? Let's break it down into five key takeaways you can start implementing today. First, define your values. Think about the things that really matter to you. What brings you joy? What makes you feel fulfilled? Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing creative passions, making a difference in the world, or maybe even just mastering that killer coffee recipe? Once you know what you truly value, you can start aligning your actions with those values. It's like setting a GPS for your life. Instead of getting lost in the wilderness of distractions, you're heading straight towards your destination. Second, learn to say no. This one is tough, I get it. Saying no can feel uncomfortable, especially when you want to please everyone. But remember, saying yes to everything else means saying no to what truly matters. It's like that old saying, you can do anything, but not everything. Be selective about where you invest your time and energy. Third, minimize distractions. This is a biggie. Our smartphones are basically designed to suck us in, and social media can be a bottomless pit of procrastination. Take control. Turn off those unnecessary notifications, schedule dedicated, offline, time, and create a workspace that promotes focus. You'd be surprised how much more you can get done when you're not constantly bombarded with distractions. Fourth, break down big tasks. Ever felt overwhelmed by a project? It's like staring at Mount Everest and wondering where to even begin. The key is to break it down into smaller, manageable chunks. Instead of focusing on the entire mountain, take one step at a time. Celebrate those small victories along the way. They add up to something truly amazing. And finally, practice mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment. When you catch yourself drifting off into thought spirals or getting caught up in worries about the future or regrets from the past, gently bring your attention back to the present. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and appreciate the beauty of this very moment. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and trying to squeeze in some me time. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, like she's running on fumes. Then, she remembers the power of focus. She starts prioritizing her values, spending quality time with her family, nurturing her creative passions, and taking care of herself. She learns to say no to extra commitments, minimizes distractions by creating a phone-free zone during family dinners, and breaks down large tasks into smaller steps. She even practices mindfulness by taking a few minutes each morning for meditation. Sarah's life doesn't magically transform overnight, but she slowly starts feeling less stressed, more fulfilled, and more in control. Remember, focus isn't about becoming a superhuman who can multitask flawlessly. It's about making conscious choices about where you invest your energy and attention. It's about saying yes to what truly matters and no to the rest. So, take these key takeaways and make them your own. Start small, be consistent, and watch as your life becomes more intentional and fulfilling. You got this. I'm rooting for you. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear these words of wisdom. Leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, a tribe of everyday people striving for strength, simplicity, and focus. Until next time, keep on rocking those stoic vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.